currently there is no stable, consistent funding source to municipal police departments for training. And I think increasingly we're asking our police officers to do more and more. And training is a really kind of crucial thing for them. For firefighters, the state has long time had a mechanism where we provide stable funding for firefighter training through a surcharge on homeowners insurance. But we haven't done the same thing for municipal police training. So in a supplemental budget, I filed an amendment which was adopted unanimously that would add a $2 surcharge onto any and all rental cars in the Commonwealth. Those dollars would then go into a municipal police training fund, actually that the Senate established in the criminal justice reform bill we passed 4 months ago.
How much money do you think that will generate if you're looking at rental car revenue?
We're thinking it's upwards of $7 or $8 million. There is a cap on it, so if it exceeds sort of $10 million, then those money will revert to the general fund. But we estimate it's going to be a sizable chunk of money, and it's going to be a consistent set of money. So the Municipal Police Training Committee and police chiefs across the state can really plan for training needs. This is going to mean that new recruits will be trained, and that training will be paid for through the fund. And then a whole host of ongoing training, everything from basic CPR to bystander training to looking at implicit bias and other issues and challenges.
Do you think that there's more of an appetite for something like this in the wake of the fatal shooting of a Yarmouth police officer?
I think that, certainly, especially on the Cape, our minds have certainly gone out to how do we best support law enforcement and first responders. But these are efforts that I think we've really owed it to police departments and police chiefs to get done.
Where or how are departments funding training right now, or are they not able to?
Right now, it's cobbled together through local police departments. There are appropriations that come from the state, but they vary. So it was nearly $5 million in FY17. In FY18, it dipped below that. So the money has been sort of inconsistent. It hasn't been stable. For instance, a police chief will hire a recruit, and right now they don't actually know, where is that training money going to come from, right? Can they get them into the academy? Who's going to pay for that? Is that going to come out of their own budget? Do they have to go back to their town? Do they have to, is there some support they can get from the state? So this just really provides stability and a sort of a consistent amount of money and an increase in money for municipal police training.
State Senator Julian Sear, thanks so much for talking about some of the work that you've been doing up on Beacon Hill. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care, Catherine.